Chapter 4, A Night in the Desert. Another opportunity to perceive the truth came along when I was doing my social service as a medical doctor. I was in a little town in the Sonoran Desert, and the heat was so intense that I couldn't sleep. I decided to leave the clinic and take a walk in the desert. There was a new moon that night, and I could see millions of stars in the sky. I saw eternity, the endless, the infinite in those stars, and I knew without a doubt that the stars, our Mother Earth, all of creation, is alive. It is one living being. Surely I had seen those stars many times before, but never from that point of view. I felt intense joy mixed with the most exquisite peace in my heart. Then something incredible happened. I had the sensation that I was not alone in the desert. While I was perceiving the immensity of the infinite was perceiving me. The stars were part of one living being who perceives everything. The universe knew that I existed. Then something even more extraordinary happened. My perception shifted, and for a moment I was the immensity of the stars, perceiving the infinite in my physical body. I could see that my physical body was made of billions of tiny stars, which I knew were atoms, and they were as vast as all of the stars in the sky. That night, I knew that the infinite inside my physical body is just a continuation of the infinite all around me. There's no difference between any of us, or between us and any object. We are only one because everything is made of light. Light expresses itself in billions of different forms to create the material universe. More than that, I knew that there is only one force that moves and transforms everything. The force that moves the stars is the same force that moves the atoms in my body. I call it life. And light is the messenger or carrier of life, because light is sending information all the time to everything in existence. And it was incredible to understand that light is a living being that contains all of the wisdom of the universe and occupies every space. There's no empty space between the stars, just as there's no empty space between the atoms in my body. The space between the stars is filled with light. It only appears empty when there's no object to reflect the light. Any object we send into space will reflect light, because all matter reflects light, just like a mirror. In that moment, I knew that my eyes were just like a couple of mirrors. Light projects a virtual reality inside my brain, just the way it projects a virtual reality inside a mirror. The only difference between my eyes and a mirror is that my eyes have a brain behind them. And with that brain, I have the capacity to analyze, interpret, and describe the virtual reality I perceive at any moment. I co-create with God, with life. God creates what is real, and I create the virtual reality inside my mind. Light sends information into my eyes, and I make a story about what I perceive. If I see a tree, I don't just see the tree. I qualify, justify, and describe what I perceive. I have an opinion about the tree. I like the tree or I don't like the tree. But my point of view is a story of my own creation. Once I interpret, qualify, or judge what I perceive, it's no longer real. It is a virtual world. This is what the Toltec call dreaming. Now I finally understood what my mother and grandfather had tried to teach me for so long about the ancient philosophy of the Toltec. The Toltec believe that humans are living in a dream, a world of illusion made by images of light. The mind dreams when the brain is asleep, and it dreams when the brain is awake. Then I remembered that the word Toltec means artist of the spirit. In the Toltec tradition, every human is an artist, and the supreme art is the expression of the beauty of our spirit. We can see how wonderful it is to call ourselves artists instead of humans. When we think of ourselves as human, we limit the way we express ourselves in life. We hear, "I'm just a human. I'm not perfect." But if we call ourselves artists, we no longer have any limitation. We are creators, just like the one who created us. How do we live our life? This is our art, the art of living. With our power of creation, we express the force of life in everything we say, everything we feel, everything we do. But there are two kinds of artists: the ones who create their story without awareness, and the ones who recover awareness and create their story with truth and with love. You are dreaming your life in this moment. You live in the story that you create, and I live in the story that I create. Your story is your reality, a virtual reality that is only true for you. Nobody knows what you have in your world. Only you know, and sometimes even you don't know. Your world is your creation, and it's a masterpiece of art. That night in the Sonoran Desert changed the way I perceive myself, the way I perceive the entire world. In a moment of inspiration, I saw the infinite, the force of life in action. That force is always present and obvious for anyone to see, but there is no way we can see it with our attention focused on lies. What my grandfather had tried to tell me was true. Only perfection exists. I finally understood what he meant when I experienced this truth for myself. I realized that I am God's creation. I am perfect because I am inseparable from the infinite, the force of life that creates the stars and the entire universe of light. In that moment of inspiration, everything made sense to me without thinking at all. I was pure awareness. I was perceiving with my feelings, and if I had tried to use words to explain what I felt, the experience would have been over. All humans have moments of inspiration when we perceive truth, when we perceive the force of life through our feelings. These moments usually occur when the mind is quiet. Of course, the voices in our head will invalidate our experience right away. They will try to justify and deny what we feel. Why? Because when we witness the truth, the lies that we believe cannot survive, and they don't want to die. That's why it takes courage to face our own lies, to face what we believe. The structure of our knowledge makes us feel safe. We have the need to know, even if what we know is not the truth. When we discover that we are not what we believe we are, the foundation of our entire reality begins to collapse. The whole story loses its meaning, and this is very frightening. I was not afraid in the desert that night, but when I recovered, I felt fear because nothing in my story was important any longer, and I still had to function in the world. Later, I discovered that I could rewrite the story of my life. I could recover the structure of what I believed and rebuild it without all the lies. Then life went on as it did before, but lies no longer ruled my life.